Our bishop has asked that we set today as a day that we particularly consider our stewardship of creation, and that we use St. Francis of Assisi as our example. The day that's set aside in our church calendar to honor St. Francis is October 4th, and it's our tradition here at Grace to have the blessing of the pets on the Sunday afternoon closest to that day. So this is all fitting together really neatly this year. Frequently, preachers proclaim that Francis of Assisi is the best known but least imitated saint. And that may be true. We're drawn to the depictions of Francis surrounded by animals. Several of us may have statues of St. Francis in our gardens or even bird baths with his image on them. The animal-loving side of Francis, the nature-loving side of Francis, is certainly something we should emulate. But I have to tell you, I would be concerned, at the very least, if every one of you threw off your clothes and ran out the church door to go proclaim the gospel to the poor. That side of Francis may not be one that we want to imitate. Certainly, we should care for those in need. But I would argue that we would all be more effective ministers if we remain clothed. There are two characteristics of Francis of Assisi that I want to hold up as especially important for us today. And those are his absolute trust in and dependence on God, and his unwavering belief that God could and would use him for God's purpose. Those are important traits, and they are traits that we should and can imitate. So often we argue that we are not saints, that we don't have the necessary qualifications to rise to the level of someone as well-known and well-loved as St. Francis. That's a very old argument. It's one that was made by the prophets. One said, "I'm just a boy." Another said, "I can't speak. I have unclean lips. I'm not a prophet. I'm a dresser of sycamore trees." Throughout history, God's people have argued that they were unworthy to be used. And throughout history, God has given his people exactly what they need to do his work in the world. The same is true for Francis. And the same is true for you and for me. Many legends have arisen about Francis in the almost 900 years since his death. That's not uncommon. People have always told wonderful, glorious stories of remarkable and notable individuals in their midst. Was there ever really a very large man named Paul Bunyan who had a giant blue ox named Babe? Did George Washington really confess to cutting down a cherry tree in order to show his sincerity and honesty? Maybe what matters in legends is not that they are scientifically factual, but what the legend has to tell us. In one legend about St. Francis, he's said to have been on a trip with friends walking down the roads through the Spoleto Valley in Italy, about 24 miles from his home in Assisi. As they were walking and talking with each other, Francis noticed a large number of birds in a field. He was overcome by the sight and ran into the field, expecting the birds to all fly away. But they didn't. The birds looked up at him and remained still in the field. Francis was surprised, but not stunned to silence. He, being the good priest that he was, asked the birds if they would stay there and listen while he shared the good news of Christ with them. He preached to the birds, telling them that they have all been given by God. He shared with the literal gathered flock that they had been given feathers for clothing and wings to fly and every other thing they needed. He assured them of their importance in the eyes of God, saying, "God has made you noble among all creatures, making your home in thin, pure air. To those of us who enjoy the benefits of the internet and immediate information, legends such as these sound absurd. If we saw some poor man in a long, rough road with a rope tied around the middle in a field talking to a bunch of birds, we would think he was mentally ill. We would get him to a place that could find the appropriate medication to stop his hallucinations and cure his mental illness. The people who tell these tales of Francis do not want us to focus on the absurdity of these stories and then close our minds. They want us to listen to the absurdity of them and open our eyes and our hearts. When we hear fanciful tales, we're being asked to suspend our logical thinking for the moment and listen with ears of faith. Ears of faith do not evaluate the possibility that an event actually happened on a specific date, at a specific time, to a specific individual. Ears of faith listen for what God is doing and what God is saying through these stories. The questions that ears of faith want to have answered is, where is God in this? Francis had ears of faith. He also had eyes of faith and a heart of faith and a mind of faith. He saw each moment and each experience as an opportunity for ministry, for sharing God's love in creation and God's love for creation. He gave away all of his earthly possessions and lived in absolute poverty. That's a part of his rural life that many have found impossible to follow. Francis believed that possessions were burdensome and took away from the ability to fully follow God and from fully allowing God to provide. With that understanding, we can see how St. Francis so easily related to animals. He lived much as they did, in full and total dependence on God's provision. We aren't that good. And I honestly don't think that each of us is called by God to give up everything we own in order to follow him. What I do believe is that we are all called by God, each and every one of us, and that God has a role, a purpose for each of our lives. Our calls are different. Not everyone has the same job to do. There are many opportunities for ministry in the world, and there are ministries for each of us. The most important thing to do is pay attention. Open our ears of faith and listen for the voice of God. Open our eyes of faith and see where there are needs around us. Open our hearts of faith to be filled with God's love so that we can spread that love in our world. And open our minds of faith so that we will not be cynical doubters, but will trust and know that God wants to work through us. We're called to be good stewards of our lives, good stewards in our world. Francis is the ultimate example of stewardship. He gave away all his possessions and became totally in tune with creation. How are we called to give of ourselves? Our time, our talents, our treasures. Please do not take off all your clothes and leave this church to go care for the poor. The image of that is almost more than I can stand. Please do seriously open your ears, eyes, hearts, and minds of faith, so that the absurd can become reality. Each of us can do a little more to be good stewards in our world. There are plenty of animals in need of homes and care. Maybe you can adopt one. Or maybe you can just provide funds for their care. There are ways we can cut back on our consumption. Recently, when I was in Scotland, I saw many, many wind turbines and many, many clotheslines. Scotland is a country that has committed to become energy self-sufficient by the year 2020. I haven't gotten a wind turbine yet, but I did immediately come home and order a clothesline. I grew up in a community where it's against the law to have clotheslines. I'm glad I don't live in a community like that anymore, one that legislates against energy saving. I love my clothesline. I'm enjoying learning how to hang out my laundry and have found the act of doing so has more benefits than I knew. Not only does the laundry smell really nice, but I'm forced to slow down a little. The mindless act of hanging clothes out on a line gives me time to pause and think about things other than my business. The act of hanging clothes on the line forces me to go outside, even if just for a few minutes, to feel the air, listen to the sounds, and pay attention to my surroundings. Perhaps that's a Francis opportunity for me. I haven't started preaching to the birds yet, but I have put the fear of God into my cats when they show up with a chipmunk in their mouth. I'm not suggesting that everyone needs to go out and buy a clothesline and give up the dryer. What I am suggesting, though, is that there is some way that each of us can take a step in caring for creation. God has called us to be part of His work in the world. Lord, open the ears, eyes, hearts, and minds of faith in this community. And enable us to do the work that you have for each of us to do. Amen.